For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The powerful thunderstorms that are blamed for 3 deaths in the Northeast are moving away, but heavy rains, strong winds, and hail left behind downed trees and power lines. WCBS-TV's Rena Roy was at New York's Grand Central Terminal.
MTA Chairman Joe Loda says the high wind sent trees flying onto several tracks, completely shutting down all service just after 5 p.m. for over an hour.
Metro North began their contingency planning for what happened this evening, which couldn't have happened at a worse time at the very, very beginning of rush hour. Workers were deployed throughout the system. Numerous trees came down on all 3 lines.
And those winds wreaked havoc all across the 5 boroughs. Camera spotted a collapsed scaffolding in Soho and a tree smashed into a car on the Upper West Side.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
A federal judge has ruled against former Trump campaign official Paul Manafort, who wanted criminal charges linked to the Russia probe thrown out. The case has gone under a lot of criticism on the special counsel because it predates much of the campaign. Manafort's lawyers and some of the president's supporters have pointed out there's no allegation of him directly in contact with people from Russia or their government. A court hearing over the so-called Dreamers program. On the government side, the decision to rescind DACA is a decision to enforce law because, says Deputy Attorney General Hashan Movon, and the opinion of the administration,
this policy is of sufficiently doubtful legality,
meaning it's illegal. On the state of California's side, the decision to rescind DACA is a decision to undo a program that, says Attorney Mark Rosenbaum, will affect 700,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
A new report on retail sales is out, and they rose last month, but not as much as they did the month before. With more on the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Retail sales rising 0.3% last month, according to the Tuesday report from the U.S. Commerce Department, and that 0.3% rise is exactly the gain that retail analysts were forecasting. It's 0.5% below, though, the revised increase for March, when retail sales surged by 0.8%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One person died and at least 3 more sustained injuries after an explosion at a medical building in California, according to authorities. The Orange County Fire Authority said one person who was inside the building also died at the scene. The explosion occurred about 1 p.m. local time and caused damage to the first floor of the 2-story building, which was under construction. Officials declared a second alarm fire and hazmat situation, and crews successfully extinguished a fire after the explosion. The Orange County Sheriff's Department is investigating how the explosion occurred. Bomb squad investigators and the FBI are working to determine the cause of the blast, but authorities said there was no ongoing threat to the community. Law enforcement ordered nearby Academy on the Hills daycare and preschool to evacuate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.